A new method for direct measurement of isotopologue ratios in protoplanetary disks. A case study of the $12.CO/$13.CO ratio in the TWHYA disk by Tomohiro C. Yoshida et al. Planetary systems are thought to be born in protoplanetary disks. Isotope ratios are a powerful tool for investigating the material origin and evolution from molecular clouds to planetary systems via protoplanetary disks. However, it is challenging to measure the isotopologue ratios, especially in protoplanetary disks, because the emission lines of major species are saturated. We developed a new method to overcome these challenges by using optically thin line wings induced by thermal broadening. As a first application of the method, we analyzed two carbon monoxide isotopologue lines, CO3-2 and CO3-2, from archival observations of a protoplanetary disk around TWHYA with the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array. The 1-2-CO, 1-3-CO ratio was estimated to be 20 ± 5 at disk radii of 70-110 O. which is significantly smaller than the value observed in the local interstellar medium, approximately 69. It implies that an isotope exchange reaction occurs in a low-temperature environment with C(O) greater than 1. In contrast, it is suggested that 1-2-CO, 1-3-CO is higher than approximately 84 in the outer disk, R greater than 130 O. which can be explained by the difference in the binding energy of the isotopologues on dust grains and the CO gas depletion processes. Our results imply that the gas phase 1-2-CO, 1-3-CO can vary by a factor of greater than 4 even inside a protoplanetary disk, and therefore, can be used to trace material evolution in disks. This was a new method for direct measurement of isotopologue ratios in protoplanetary disks. A case study of the $12.CO/$13.CO ratio in the TWHYA disk by Tomohiro C. Yoshida et al.